Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Thursday, September 16th. Yesterday, President Biden, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison held a press briefing to announce the creation of a new trilateral security partnership called AUKUS, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Through this alliance, the three countries would share advanced technologies in artificial intelligence, cyber, underwater systems, and long-range strike capabilities, with the goal of sustained peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. The first initiative under AUKUS is a commitment to a shared ambition to support Australia acquiring nuclear-powered submarines for the Royal Australian Navy. Representatives from the governments of each country will now begin an 18-month examination to identify the optimal pathway for the delivery of this capability to bring it into service at the earliest achievable date. While this is an exciting partnership, it is in its earliest stages and plans are still being formed. There is no specific action we've been asked to take at this time, as the only American shipbuilder focused exclusively on the design, construction, and maintenance of nuclear-powered submarines. We stand ready to support this endeavor and have communicated that message to our Navy and government leaders. In the meantime, though, their message to us is clear. It is crucial that we remain focused on our mission to deliver the most advanced and most capable submarines to our U.S. Navy on time. This means maintaining a two-per-year cadence on the Virginia program and sustaining the strong start we have on Columbia construction. But more broadly, this means every one of us at EB continues to bring our best to our work each and every day. Yesterday's announcement affirms the strategic importance of nuclear-powered submarines. The Navy and the nation look to EB and our decades of experience for leadership in the design, construction, and maintenance of our fleet. While it's too soon to tell what this new alliance will require from us, please remain focused on providing the advantage that helps to protect our sailors, our families, and our freedom. And as always, I thank you for all you do. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.